October 26, 2022. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradiomaradspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mubarak. The tree feeds from above, spirit, and below, material. The Quran Surah 34, Ayah 24, Allah feeds from above and below. Say, who gives you the substance from the heavens and the earth? Say, it is Allah, and certain it is that either we or ye on right guidance are in manifest error. So this tree is feeding from above and from beneath. Above is symbolic of the spiritual need. It is feeding upon its spiritual life from what God created for it, material life, rooted in the earth, is feeding also from what God provided for it. The roots are not just feeding on material things, but the roots need spirit too. It is feeding upon water and breathing in air too. If it is can't get oxygen, it will die. Not just the tree, even small plants. If their roots can't get oxygen, they will die. Earth represents our appetite. Sky gives perception. The Quran, Surah 34, Ayah 24, Allah feeds from above and below. The Quran, Surah 57, Ayah 25, iron sent down. God says to us in Quran that he is the one who provides for us from the earth and from the sky. He gives us our substances, I'm using the language of the translator, provided both from the earth and from the sky. From the earth, what is that? To save a lot of time, I'm not going to give a lot of quotes. I'm going to deal straight to the purpose. What is the earth? Appetite. So God gives us whatever we need for our earthly appetite, food, clothing, shelter, comfort of this reality, etc. But he also gives us from the sky, and what comes from the sky, rain. It is symbolic of revelation sometimes. So rain comes from the lower sky, and we know other things. Sometimes the sky will rain down material objects. And sometimes we find after the object has burned, cooled down, and it is safe to go and pick it up with our hand, precious metals come down from the sky. So he also gives us material from the sky too, not just water or spiritual. So this is why we said God sends down iron. So this is in the Quran, you who read. We know that it is a metaphor or a symbolic language that has to be understood. But it is also true in common language. We know there has been objects that fell into the earth from the sky, and they found there was iron and metal in those objects. So it has been heated up, the fire falling through the atmosphere and cools off. and there was iron left there in the hole that the meteor made when it fell down into the earth. So we know this is literally true too. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran is true to your mind that is uneducated and true to the mind educated. So in the language of revelation, it has to be true in both. So if God says he is going to give you pure virgins, he means that the pure ones will get pure virgins. You probably can't handle 72 of them, but it says 72. Now, this is the part you need interpreted, not the virgins. You're going to get some virgins down here. So it says that the virgin man is worthy of the virgin woman, and the virgin woman is worthy of the virgin man. But we know on this sensual level that the cheapest reward, the more expensive reward, is on the level of the translation and the interpretation. So the hereafter is more valuable, both in quantity and quality. So this is God's word in the Quran. Size, Allah gives us perception. So he's going to give us from the sky. Will it be these metals that fall from the sky? No. What is he going to give us from the sky to govern our appetite? He's going to fulfill our appetite from the earth to survive our appetite. Don't you know man has to survive his own appetite? His appetite will kill him. And the appetite will get him killed, both because if he wants what I have, I might kill it. You know that many of you, if he wants without bothering me, he might kill himself consuming too much or consuming the wrong things. So it is not talking about that the earth gives or fulfills that or our appetite. What is he going to give us from the sky? Perception. You student, please write that down. The clear perception that will be free in the life down on earth is the perception that we get from the sky. The Arab quote says, the night has 1,000 eyes and the day but one. One talking about the sun and the 1,000 is talking about the stars, actually. So we know it is more than thousands, but it says that just to make a picture, a comparison. So the night has eyes, means that the night has lights, and when you understand those lights, it will open your eyes to a bigger reality. So it is the heavens that opens our eyes to the bigger reality. We will never know this system of matter unless we study the sky, and you can't see the sky until the sun has gone. The sun sets and darkness prevails, and then you can see on a clear night when there are not clouds in the lower heavens. We can see a big space up there that's right, or what always tells us that space is more bigger than our space down here. Any common person knows that, and so many lights. So the further you look, the deeper you go, you still see more light. Behind those lights, they invented the telescope, and it reveals many lights like we couldn't see or reach with our eyes. They made the telescope powerful enough to see beyond what we can see. And even the telescope reaches it, and it is just like the eye sees there are more lights behind that light that is can't see too well. So we know that we cannot reach the end of the lights. So we can't reach the end of space. Man has progressed to this degree. He has progressed in science, technology. But he cannot give anybody on earth a map of the universe. because he is steadily turning his glass to see further and further away. And every time he gets a big power glass to see further away, he is seeing more stars. He doesn't know the end of it, so he can't give us a map of the reality. He can't give us a map of creation itself. And some of you want to see the end of God, to see where God starts and stops. First, see where his world starts and stops. Then you are living in. You can't see that. And none of your higher scientists can see that. The United States can't see it, can't give us a map of the universe. It only can give us a map of what is known to them, to science so far. So this is a reality that ought to humble you and stop you from asking disrespectful questions of God, disrespecting your God, asking stupid questions. Abraham is our second father. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 124, Abraham, an imam for the nations. So from the heavens come perception, how are we to pinpoint this so that we know, in fact, what this is all about? The prophet Abraham is our second father. He is called second father because he earned it from God. God saw him in his constitution, in his mental makeup, in his mind, in his thoughts, his interest, what his heart was interested in. And God loved him for that, formed and even called him a friend. And God gives him the title Imam for all nations, for all people. And according the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, God also established him as our second father. When he reported to his followers and to the world what he experienced on his ascent from the Kaaba up into the heaven and his night travel from the vicinity of Mecca, the Kaaba, to the distant mosque, Al-Aqsa, he reported what he saw. When he was taken up, he saw Adam, our first father, on the first level. It is ascending up into the heavens. He greeted him to let us know how we are to recognize Adam. He said, peace be on you, my brother, my partner. Peace be on you, my father, Adam. Every other level he ascended, he met the prophets, and he would greet them the same, but he would not say father. He said my brother. So this is my brother, that until he reached the seventh heaven and he met Abraham there, and he greeted him also father. He said, peace be on you, my father Abraham. You will not find this in the Quran. This is given so that we will know that we are, as followers of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, we are to recognize Jesus Christ, Adam, and all the others. And the last in the seventh highest heavens, Abraham, who we are to recognize and know that two of those are our fathers of mankind. The first one, the mortal Adam, and the last one, the intellect, Abraham, or Ibrahim. Allahu Akbar. How did the sky serve Abraham? Abraham was trying to find truth to free his heart and his soul and put his mind in a situation to grow as it would please him. The thinking will call the thinkers, will call them free thinkers in the history of the development of the world. The free thinkers is pondering or thinking on what he is observing in the real world, everything in his environment, including himself. He is thinking, how did this come about? And what is this of this? He wants understanding of his mind and his soul. Abraham, he left his own father because now do not say he left his father too. This is nothing to do with little Wallace. We're talking about something bigger than Wallace right now. The Quran Surah 35, Ayat 1, Allah made angels with wings 2, 3, and 4 pairs. Allah created the angels with wings in pairs 2, 3, and 4 equals. These are the forces of nature. Natural motivation, human drive, human sentiment, and human aspiration. Put them together and you have Jah, the basic principle of operating in nature. Who worship Jah? The disbeliever who won't accept that a divine being created this world. He won't accept anything but the forces of operation in the nature, in the material world. The Quran Surah 35, Ayat 1, the originator. Break fast. Break separation plus fast. Abstinence. So eggs is life, nucleus, seed, core for regeneration. Let us look at this word break fast. It looks like to me break fast. I would call it a quick break. Let us look at another word. It also means abstinence, to stay away from something. Break also means a separation. So the first meaning is a break followed by abstinence, abstaining from something. How can you connect that with religion? To stand in religion, you have to break from the ungodly world. And then after breaking from it, you have to resist it and keep away from influences that is not to benefit. Eggs represent the nucleus of life, seed of life. So that's core for regeneration. Now, if you scramble that man, how are you going to get the pattern back? Earth shine means you'll see God, word, and everything. So this is not foolishness. Both Bible and Quran says that the earth will one day shine with the glory of its Lord. The church will shine. The congregation will shine. The land will shine. Everything is going to shine. Now, what does that mean? It means that the man has stolen the revealed knowledge and put it secretly everywhere. And it is coming a day when it is going to be exposed. And people are going to see it in everything, that is, in all of their languages and all of their activities. They are going to see the imprint of the Word of God as a living proof that this world has nothing before it had God, before it got in touch with the revelation. So if I can explain to you the dining table and connect the thing you have with the religion and connect your dress and connect that with it. Go to your sports and connect that with it. If I can go to your science and connect that with it, if I can go to everything, even your mannerism, and connect that with what we call divine revelation, then that's the established proof that the first there was God and revelation. The Quran Surah 35, Ayat 1, the originator. Let's look at the word in Arabic for Torah. What letters are there? Are there here? The S-T-R. We put a feminine ending on it. Now we have fitra. What comes first? Nature. What is nature? Fitra. What is breakfast? Futura. Having the same basic letters. This earth, this faith, pardon me, has the Arabic word in it, nature. So this is a chapter in the Quran called Al-Fatir. What does it mean? The originator. how can we understand God as the originator in the nature that was first made? If we say God is the originator, it is speaking to his role in bringing about creation for the first time in its first state. Arabic works on basic letters, S and S are basic letters. So we can have nature, break fast, and we can have originator from the same basic letters. So Thura is the most common name for lunch and noon. Noon is talking about the spiritual life. Noon, none, is talking about the spiritual life. Let's go now to lunch. I don't do this for anybody but my good friend. Lunch has different names, but the most common name is Thura. This word actually means noontime. So we make select, Thura. So that is an English word with a word that is Catholic, pronounce it none. It is pronounced noon, and what is it talking about? The same thing, a development in a certain aspect of human life. It is talking about the spiritual life, spiritual development. So none in mythology and none in the religion. I'm telling you, this connects again with none, the pronoun that they pronounce this noon in secret language. It is none. So this is not only referring to a time of the day pronounced noon, and this none should be pronounced noon, but it is not. So what does none mean? That this none gets none of this world. They only want Jesus and the life to come. So this none gets none of this world. Do you think I'm joking? Tell the learned people in theology what I'm telling you, and you will see I'm not joking. When you see their face, when you start talking, you will know I must not have been joking. These people are serious. Sahira means the back of an animal. The sun arch, Sahira, means it appears. Thura means noonday, noontime. They changed it a bit, the same letters, and it becomes something else. You just put dots here and there, and it becomes Tahira. It means back, but it means the back of an animal. So the part of the sun as it goes up from the horizon east up at the top, that arch is makes like the back of an animal is called Tahira. Take another word. We'll just change it a bit. Tahira. This means it appeared. Change it a little more to Yathira. And it means it appeared. At that time of day, the sun is highest in the sky. The light is most profuse, broad. So the whole earth is giving the maximum benefit of the light. So if you want the maximum of the light in a room, we raise the light higher so it casts and spreads in a wider area. So this form of the word, verb is a broadening of light. So what does it indicate? It indicates a time of the intellectual abundance of knowledge. The knowledge is really high and it is spread far and wide. Juma prayer, at Thura time, the light is highest. Supper time, when the light is gone, last supper. That is why the Juma prayer is at the time, because it represents the time when the rising of the intellect or the rising of the cultural light, where the light is higher, and it is spreading far and wide, or it is spreading far, spreading the furthest. So this is also the meal. What is the meal in this world? supper. So what time of day is that? When the light is gone. You make your own connection. I don't have to say anything behind that. This world has a Last Supper. So the Last Supper at the time when the light is not to be seen. And I bear witness that they sure didn't show us any light in America. After thorough noon, the light, then comes the Isha. And we say Isha prayers. And the same word for dinner, these times in our life, are connected with religious life. And the time for eating being connected with religious life tells us that somebody is thinking of connecting physical statement or substance, pardon me, with spiritual substance. And whoever had the power to put spiritual language on our physical language must have been in better position of authority in the world than the physical people. So if the physical people were in a position of authority, why didn't they put their physicalized language on all of these things? Can you see that the spiritual people haven't done anything? The religious people run everything, but they are two parties of the religious people. One party teach the people out of the knowledge God revealed, and the other party spreads the knowledge. The Quran, Surah 35, Ayah 3, sentence fed, substance fed from above and below. So blessings coming down and coming up. That's the way we should look at our life at home. Those that are standing tall over the little short ones that were just born a few years ago. Blessing ought to be coming down. Adults, and we ought to be looking at the blessings coming up. So the Quran, Surah 35, Ayah 12, we eat fresh fish from both sweet and salt water. Water reflects. So the soul, emotional nature, is a very sensitive body. At least little things get a response from it. C equals C. The water can let us view, see what near or in its view. The reflection is better when it's still. Water reflects. Human desires. Clarity. Asa, water. So the Quran, Surah 35, Ayah 12, eat fresh from the two waters. The Quran, Surah 13, Ayah 4, one water rains down, yet grows different plants. The Quran, Surah 21, Ayah 30, all life is created from water. Ecclesiastes 11:1. Cast your brand on the water. So we might say you are giving it to us. You take the change like that. Yes, you can do no more than God has created you to do. And man cannot withhold anything from man. God has created the protection. We don't have protection. I can give you all of that, and you can't do a thing with it. But there are a few out there who can do something with it. The Quran says, see how God causes the rain to fall down on the same land, and some things grow up beautiful and luxurious in their growth, and others come up niggardly, like a nigger who didn't get a chance to go to school. Now, I know niggery did come from niggers saying, the imam is confusing the two words. Niggery comes from the rule, and nigger comes from this rule. Please, Don't waste your time. If you're following me up, if you're following me upon faith, you wouldn't have the problem in, and the test of the following is always their faith. It is not how much knowledge you know or what college or university you attended. It is how much faith you got. That is the ultimate test. That is the final test. And if your faith is not good, even in education, what can you achieve there? Nothing. Faith is the beginning. The Quran says he created every living thing from water. So the Bible says cast your brand upon the water, and it will return to you. Have faith in the people and trust your knowledge to those who are nothing but spiritual in constitution. Now, they are not rationally constituted or logically structured. They are just like water. But that is the beginning of life for the mentality, for the mind. Trust your knowledge to them, and it will return to you. Look at the English. Trust your knowledge to the water, and it will return to you. It is a parable, isn't it? So we know that was the waves go out and come in, and come in, don't they? One time of the day, the waves go out, and another time of the day, the waves come in. So those people who saw this and were aware of the water enough to know that you can cast something upon the water, and you just might find it on the shore in the morning when the waves come back in. It also says those who were trying to convert this particular audience, they knew that they were talking to people who were selfishly motivated. They were dealing with a very selfish world, India, very selfish elite. They didn't want to share their knowledge with people, thinking that their knowledge would be given with no benefit to them directly. So those pious teachers were trying to convince the hard-hearted, selfish world to trust education to the masses of the people who are not logically structured, who are not students of higher knowledge. They are not materially constituted. So they are not industrialist elites or et cetera. They are just spirit, wind, water. They are just spirituality. So trust. And that is the body of faith. So trust your knowledge to those common people who are established upon faith. And they are contained in the context of faith and spirituality. Trust them. Do you get the picture? So thank God I am drawing a beautiful picture. It is looking so good, I want to stop and just look at it for a while. So they are trying to find ways into them so that their advance will accept, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They reached a lot of government heads, and they took on this new knowledge. They did accomplish a lot. The Quran, Surah 5, Ayat 103, most men know not. In Al-Islam, we don't go that way. We don't compromise. We are not trying to get the leaders of the world to accept what we have from personal advantage or political advantage. We give it to them straight. They can accept it or reject God and create the Creator. That God has created people who will reject because they are not of His spirit. And He has created people who will accept they are of His spirit. So we will miss many, but we will get the few. In Quranic Arabic it is, وَأَكْثِرَهُمْ لَا يَقُولِنْ وَاكْ وَاكْ Hirahun, Layakulin, translated, it is, and most of them do not know. The great majority of them don't know. They don't have the knowledge. So the Quran, Surah 35, Ayah 12, eat fish from the two waters. Matthew 5:13, what good if the salt loses its savor? Are the sweet water on earth more than the salty water? No. There is much more ocean water than lakes and rivers, right? So the salty water bears us a lot of material. There are huge fish in the salty water, the water of wealthy and powerful. So that is the description of their spirituality. But you can't drink it, can you? I sure can't drink it. I will throw it up every time before it gets down. And just to think of certain parties of them, we're using salt until they had an interpretation in their life by one who didn't believe in salt. He believed in kindness over salt. And he said, if the salt has lost its savor, throw it out. It is no more good. I am bringing on a taste for sweetness. The day of our salt is out. And it won't taste good in the mouth of humanity anymore. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Quran comes back and it says, in both bodies you find fish, tender, delectable, tasty. What is it saying? Al-Islam brings in a new interpretation of ocean. Al-Islam does not see ocean as a spirituality of the rich or a spirituality of the materially powerful. Al-Islam sees the ocean interpreting the message from God in the ocean is what it should be. It should have remained in the condition of the people of the book. Caution, salt is spirituality in a conscious intelligence. Sweet water is spirituality of or in a fun-loving mentality. So here are a people who have a spirituality and an intelligence inside the body of spirituality, a body in the conscious intelligence, and the spirituality and the body of the lake and river is a fun-loving mentality. It loves life. It's having a good time, like the church I visited one time. They sung so hard, they almost sung me through the wall. I went to the church, and they were jamming so hard, they almost blew me out of the congregation. They were having a good time. I don't dislike them. I love them because God created us to love happiness, to love joy, not sadness and misery. But you need the balance of the salt water. I guess that is why salt is on the tables all the time. You need some cautious in your spirituality. And I noticed the big fish by a name. He is not doing this in the water, jerking around, looking cautiously. He is smooth. Mr. Farad came, and he put the big fish in my water. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mr. Farad put the cautious spirit in the water of our faith, didn't he? Yes, he did. We have to give him credit. Without him, I wouldn't be where I am right now. And without the Honorable Elijah Muhammad around him for 3 years and taking what he left and staying devoted to it until he brought about a big change in the black community. He brought the black community to stop being ashamed of their black color. Water, too. The Quran, Surah 35, Ayah 12, fish from the two waters. So when mankind comes together with our with ourselves, not discriminating against the people because of race and natural origin or anything, what are we doing? We are registering the burden on the human soul. And we get a bit salty, don't we? We say we have to organize and change things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that too in man's soul. That is why it says from the book, the sweet water, salty water is delicious meat. For ocean fish life moves about in a serious fashion. So this language is so beautiful when we free ourselves, as long as we are in the prison of our own narrow thinking. We cannot see the full beauty of God's revelation. But if we meet in the ocean of the souls of mankind, we can see it there. And those creatures, they move about in a serious fashion. You do not see living fish and whatever in the ocean moving about like they are going to a carnival or something, or going to a playground or something. They move around like serious business, like they are seeking serious business. But those little playful fish, sweetwater fish, they are just flipping around, about. But in that big ocean, the creatures are moving with cautious precision. You have seen them, haven't you? If you have not, go to the aquarium and you will see the difference on how they move. So fish strait and a channel symbolic of preventing the intellect from destruction. Purpose brings unity to our life. As though in a channel, no, some fish are sounding. When they go to spawn, they are in a defined direction. And they continue in that direction until they get there. So what is it saying to us that there must be a higher purpose in intellect of man to keep or to hold his intellectual vision where he does not lose it and have things distracting him and to bring unity to his life? Purpose brings unity to our life. So when you give yourself to a higher purpose, it serves to unify your intellect, where your intellect is not going this way and that way and every way. For the final aim or purpose serves the unity, or a better word in this expression would be integrity. So it serves to bring about integrity for man. So when he has a higher purpose, integrity of conscious, where his mind has something to protect and advance his vision going forward, and his thoughts for his vision goals advance forward and in harmony to serve to unify or bring about integrity for man's intellectual consciousness. So integrity means wholeness. Integrity means wholeness, but it also means harmony, agreement, and a workable unity. And that is very important for a productive mind. It has to achieve a higher purpose, something that appeals to the mind, needs for peace, harmony, and integrity. It means agreement in a defined focus. A person of integrity is a very strong person because something higher has formed order. He has contributed to the mind coming to order and having a vision and a defined plan and a commitment to not violate the principles for the plan. Stay moral. Stay rational. Stay focused. Stay obedient to a higher call. That is what makes great people. So that is the intent in religion and scripture. It is not always respected in religion or expressed by preachers or leaders, but that is what scripture wants in man. You find a higher cause that can bring about the best order for his intellect, for his mind, and situate him as a thinker or as a visionary to accomplish all that God created man to accomplish on this planet Earth. So prophet mission is to purify you. Muhammad the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, wanted to see all of us reach that when he said to his followers, meet me at the water pool. The language used is like a big bathtub. So that says that his mission was to bring us all together for a refreshing bath. In the Quran, it's pictured him as the unlettered prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, mentioned in the book that came before, really mentioned in the Torah and the Gospel. And what is it, and what is his mission? To purify you and to free you from every yoke of bond of slavery, all that enslaves the mind. He come to free it from it. He come to free us from it. Prayer, the Quran, Surah 35, Ayat 18, prayer purified. Bukhari, page 1, 345, prophet given 5 prayers. Why do we pray? Muslims pray because we feel that we owe it to Almighty God to thank him, to express obedience and submission to him. There are many more reasons than that. We pray also because we know that prayer helps us. It helps us mentally. It helps us morally. The Holy Quran says that prayer is best for purifying. It cleanses the thoughts. It cleanses the mind. We also pray because we feel that we should remember our God, and we should remember the benefit that we get from God and acknowledge that those benefits come from Almighty God, whose proper name is Allah. Remember, Allah ties things together. The Quran, Surah 29, Ayat 45. The remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing. The Holy Quran says, the remembrance of Allah is the best. It means that whatever you might think of doing that will help you, there is nothing that can help you more than the remembrance of Allah. Not that. That is enough within itself. To just remember Allah and forget about it, we know that prayer, if it is not really lived, that is if the face that you show, if it doesn't come out in your action, we know it was for nothing. Someone would just pray time and does nothing, his prayers have no meaning. But if you pray and you are sincere in your prayers, and if you are really giving recognition to Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, this prayer is going to make you conscious of the things that you are neglecting to do in your own life. You may be neglecting your own wife. You may be neglecting your children. You might be neglecting your home. You might be neglecting your obligation to help the Muslim community. You might be neglecting yourself. So whatever it is that you are neglecting, if we remember, to turn to Allah in prayer. And if we do this conscious of what we are doing, it is going to improve us in every way. Allah connects us with our obligations, because Allah is the only thing that will connect us with all of our obligations. If I put my heart on making a beautiful home for myself, a beautiful home is not going to connect me with all of my obligations. if I put my heart on being a successful businessman. That's not going to connect me with all of my obligations. If I put my heart on being a good father to my children, even that won't connect me with all of my obligations. I might put my heart on being good to myself. That won't connect me with all my obligations. But there is something, and that is Allah, that if we put our hearts and minds consciously on him, through him, he will connect us with all of our obligations, because the Creator ties everything together in the proper way. Bukhari, page 1, 345, Prophet given 5 prayers. So this great man, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may peace be upon him, he organized the prayers and he set times. Now, other prophets had themselves, they practice of praying in the morning, at night, and some are recorded in the Bible to have prayed in the midday. But Prophet Muhammad of Arabia established 5 prayers, 5 times. For prayers, he established them under divine inspiration. Prayed 5 times like eat food 5 times. Now, if you think about it, today people eat 3 meals, standard meals, right? So this is physical food. But most people believe now that they should have a little something between breakfast and lunch and a little something after the supper and before bedtime. So you see, the modern society has grown the required physical meals 5 times now. So you see, the divine eye saw ahead of, he said, now man, if you will feed your mouth 5 times and you want to be regular with it, you don't get that breakfast on time, why not feed your mind, which is more important than the physical body? Why not feed it 5 times? And there are more than that. There is an importance that we should recognize. This physical food that is used to feed our body. Now, as Muslims, we know that we have received a mental, moral, and spiritual food through Al-Islam, through the Holy Quran. That food has made us and our human body healthy and strong. So if we think each other for the things like a loaf of bread or $5 or $10, how much more should we thank Allah, who has given us all the wisdom that is more than $5 and $10, or a good meal of food for our higher body? Then some people say, well, why should we pray every day, one time a week? Why isn't it once a week? Came out Sundays. And thank God, why isn't that enough? Well, this is in Christian attitude. If I do you a favor every day, I expect for you to show some recognition every day. Now, Allah is doing for us every day, even every minute, every second of the day. So why should we just have a weekend then? Why should we feel gratitude? We should feel that. We should say thank you every day. So this way, and respecting Allah and giving him thanks regular every day and as many times during the day, we are showing the world that God is in our lives more important than anything else. But those people who won't interrupt their play for God, won't interrupt their work for God beneath their own personal little thing. When you go to the East, you see what rules in the East, in the Muslim land. It is not the factory. It is not the dollar maker. the people rise up in the morning, and the first thing they rise up is for Allah before the sun hits the horizon. Soon as a little light shows itself in the east, they rise up for Allah. Then after they rise up for Allah and get their little something to eat and clean up, then they go to work. See, this keeps your life in proper proportion, proper balance. It keeps your life healthy. It keeps you healthy-minded. Habits and what to kill spiritual nature. But the habit that we have over here in the West is designed to kill your spiritual nature. The first thing you do in the morning is you get up, or you get up to rise up for the man, for yourself too. You make a dollar for him and maybe a dollar for you, right? Or maybe $10 for him and $2 for you, if you rise up for the man. So you rise up in the morning and you've got the job on your mind. You're rushing because you don't want to be a few minutes late for the man. You see how important a man becomes in your life? You count your little money at the end of the week. Ohio, Allah is your real life. Everything becomes more important than your real life. And that is Allah. Allah is called one of his names, is Al-Hayat, which means the life. Without that life, we don't have any life. We are just earth around here, moving. Got blood in it, but it is nothing but earth. Earth with no sense. Earth has natural sense. You don't have to catch the earth doing any crazy thing, but you let human become earth and you got some crazy earth on your hands. Now, we want to look at something else, and that is we talk about how man's food has become a regular thing five times meals people eat and don't think it is too much. Some of them are taking snacks between the five. They get all ugly and just can't break that habit. Work excessive more than 40 weeks. Our work has become such an experience in the family life that we really work too much and work against themselves and the family. But you have to do it to make the ends meet. Many of us work 16 hours. Some work 12 hours. Some work 8 hours. But even the 8 hours has become too much. You work 8 hours, and you don't have time for your wife. You don't have time for your children. You don't have time for your mental development. You don't have time for anything but work. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Ilahi Bey. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday. Inshallah, it only means that it pleases God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise Mirage Speaks for allowing us to come before you once again, and we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.